Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the cloud. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss. The gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I get back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transforming Your Life with Cynthia Fontaine. I am so glad you're joining me. It's exciting for me to know that you're tuning in. So thank you for taking time out of your day. And I see the chat room is alive with activity already. Hi, everyone in the chat room. And if you would like to join us in the chat room, you can actually go to my Facebook page and listen to the show live there. It is posted both on my public page and my private page. My public page is really where all the activity goes on, so that's really where you want to check things out, and that is intuitive medium, psychic, gifted healer, animal communicator, inspirational teacher, Cynthia Fontaine. It's a mouthful, and it's not even everything that I do. It's good that I don't put it all in there because, you know, it would take 5 minutes just to type the page in. If you have trouble finding that page, you can go to my private page, which is cynthiafontaine.142. But again, I promise you that all the activity that happens, that anything worth looking at really is on my my public page. So what's going on with you guys out there today in Radio Land? I hope that things are well for you. I do have a couple of close friends and relatives, and also in my Facebook community, who are having some physical challenges at the moment. So I'd like to just take a moment for all of us to, take a deep breath all in together in unity and just send out thoughts of loving kindness to anyone who you may know, to all of those, each other who are on the radio show now or who listen to the replay, anyone who is experiencing any kind of challenges in their life. Just take a moment and send out some kind, loving thoughts to them. And if you yourself are experiencing those challenges, imagine everyone, how we're all connected, and everybody on the radio show now is sending you kind, loving thoughts, and send them to yourself as well. You know, we tend to take care of others first and leave ourselves for last. It's a common theme, especially with women in this world. It really is. So today, what are we talking about? Oh my goodness, I forgot what I named the show today. let's see. Oh, I would have to log out and log back in. How funny is that? Well, anyway, it's all about transforming your life. And, polishing your diamond, and those are the kind of the things we're going to talk about tonight. And I see Sandy is typing in the chat room. Maybe she's going to enlighten me what I actually did name the show up today. She's good about things like that. Thank you, Sandy. And again, hello to all you guys in the chat room. We already have a caller on the line, and I haven't even started with the astrology yet. Oh, thank you, Sandy. Yes, making the pressure cooker of your life. So, work for you. Thank you. Making the pressure cooker of your life work for you. And, oh my gosh, how crazy is this astrological report that we have coming up again? This, not just this week, but really it's a beam this year. And talk about being under a pressure cooker. There are so many aspects and so many things that we are juggling with shifting. On a universal level, on an astrological level, we're coming from the age, in the age of Aquarius, and we're trying to transform into that. And what that means is we're transforming from being in a masculine society, which has really ruled for over 6,500 years, to going into a more feminine society and allowing the feminine to resurface. And Black Moon Lilith is all about the feminine and the feminine resurfacing. And today, Venus and Black Moon Lilith are opposing each other. And we are in the middle of an emergence into the feminine right now. So what does that mean? Quarter of the moon, and the first quarter is the time to step out, get out of your comfort zone a little bit. Every moon phase has sort of a different energy to it, and different ways to sort of utilize them to the biggest, sense. I'm sorry, my Alice. Those of you who are on my Facebook page have seen Alice, who is my brother James's dog, is trying to get on the couch, and she's distracting me because she's a 12-pound pork chop and was having trouble getting on the couch. Although yesterday, the funny little thing, you may have seen on my Facebook page, she decided, I cooked her a beef bone, and she decided she was going to bury the beef bone in the new avocado tree I just planted that yesterday afternoon. And I was oblivious to what was going on. I was in the other part of the house, whatever. And I came out within a short time of putting the pot on the floor. And I have potted plants all over the place and, you know, lots of them on the floor. Never has she ever blinked at them before. And she decided she was going to bury the beef bone in the fresh soil of the potted plant and then proceed to unbury it and take this beef bone that's, oh, I don't know, probably 3 inches around, get it, bring it up onto the couch, which I had a quilt on the couch. And I came out and I see this trail of dirt, and then I see Alice laying on the couch with a big smile on her face with the beef bone covered in dirt all over the quilt. It was the funniest thing. What amazes me is that I just had to help her get up on the couch, but yet yesterday somehow she managed with no problem to get that her chubby little 12-pound self and that beef bone on the couch without any help. So anyway, you know, when you're determined, you can do anything, which is actually part of my topic tonight. And so it's funny how things in life and in every day can sort of give us perspective into our what's going on, or it, you know, and also how to help us in our lives, like Alice with her determination to get that bone on the couch. You know, when you're determined, you can get anything done. I was just listening to a Wayne Dyer PBS special. It's a few years old. And he talks about this boy named Ryan. And when Ryan was 6, he had heard that there were kids in Africa who didn't have clean drinking water. And for $71, you could send the money to Africa, and they could build a well, and then the village would have clean drinking water. So he proceeded to collect up the $71 by doing chores and things like that around the house and helping family members and so forth. So it took a while, but when he gathered up his $71 and sent the $71 to the village in Africa, the place that and the organization that made the wells, and they wrote back and said, "Well, thank you very much, but it cost $2,000 to build a well." Well, for a 6-year-old, $71 is an awful lot of money. And earn $71. So now they come back and say the well is going to cost $2,000. Well, that didn't deter the boy. He said, well, that's okay. I'll just have to do more chores and work harder. And that little boy to this day has raised over $1 million for this project. And I'm not exactly sure how old he is now, but he's... I believe he's still quite young. And so he raised the $2,000, and then he went on to continue raising funds and has raised over $1 million. Now, that's not even the end of the story. One of the children in Uganda that he knew, because he and his mother actually went to the village, they were invited to go, was captured by rebels. And word had gotten to him about the young boy, the young man being captured. You know, here we think of a young man, you know, being, I don't know, 15, 16, 17, 18. Well, in, you know, some countries, 10, 11, 12 years old enough for them to take you off and put you in the army and make you go fight. So word had gotten back to Ryan about this boy being captured, and he would either be killed or he would be, you know, made into a rebel. And the family adopted the boy and went. They had to go through, of course, many obstacles, but they were able to get the boy. And Ryan is in Canada and his family, and they were able to get the boy and bring him to Canada. So when you see stories like that, here is this little boy with such determination to accomplish this goal of helping getting other kids clean water. And you just never know where or how big your idea can expand. Sorry, that was Alice getting on the couch. So what are you passionate about? What are you really passionate about? What are your goals in life? Sometimes your biggest passion may be cooking a wonderful meal. And it can be as simple as that. So how do you do that in times of crisis, in times where the electric is getting shut off, or maybe you're having health challenges? And it doesn't even have to be things that are that enormously big, but I know there are some of you out there who are facing some pretty big challenges in your life now and have faced many big challenges in the past. I myself have had crazy challenges, you know, like many of you as well. So how, when you're under that pressure, are you able to keep your sanity and keep moving on? So we do already have a caller who has been on hold for 11 minutes. So I am going to take the caller, and it's area code 321, last four digits, 6238. Hi, caller. This is Cynthia Fontaine. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing? Roseanne.
Hi, Roseanne. I'm well, thanks. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
Florida. Great. And how did you find us?
A friend had talked about you to me.
Oh.
And she was telling how wonderful you were.
Oh. Well, I'm glad
I'm glad that
you found me. We have a great community as well.
Yes.
I don't know if you are on the internet. Well, you must be, obviously. You're listening to the show. But
yes.
If you ever want to jump on, we have a great group of people in the chat room who are really supportive. So what can I do for you today?
I just recently became a widow.
Oh,
and
I'm sorry.
And I was just wondering if my husband's around me.
What's your husband's first name?
Don.
Okay. And
Donald.
Just let me just tune in here quick. Did he have problems with his throat or with his respiratory?
No. Yeah, okay. In a way he did, yes.
Okay, because I'm feeling tightness like in my upper chest, in my throat area. You know, like a pressure, like, excuse me.
He was a smoker, and he had cancer, and, you
mm-hmm.
know, it went throughout his whole body.
Right. And did he have trouble speaking at the end?
Yes, he couldn't talk.
Yeah. Okay, because I'm having difficulty with my respiratory now, and I'm having difficulty in my throat area. So usually when that happens, it indicates that, you know, the person had something going on in the lung throat area, and oftentimes was unable to communicate. And it looks like you had a lot of help taking care of him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, which was good, because sometimes, you know, that it's a very challenging thing when our loved ones are sick to be able to have the adequate help that you need. But it looks like I'm sorry. I need to take a drink of water here. Sometimes I take on what the people I'm channeling, what their physical feelings were.
Yes.
And usually, as soon as I speak about it, the feeling starts to resolve. And as soon as it's been acknowledged that that was happening for the person. So I'm glad to see that you had a lot of support. Because many people go through it and they don't have enough support. But it looks like you had a good support group around you. And
my kids.
And it looks like there were many hands in his care, you know. So he's showing that he felt like he was well cared for. And
yes,
that
he was.
You know, the many people that helped care for him, he would like to acknowledge and say that, you know, he appreciated the care that he received because it was, he's saying it was above being outstanding. So you can know that he's giving you that message, that his care was above, he says, above being outstanding, and that he was very appreciative of that. See what else he's got to say going on. I'm sorry, what's that?
Will I ever be happy again?
Well, you know, you have to go through the process of allowing yourself the time to grieve. You know, it looks like that your marriage was quite lengthy. And
5 years.
So, you know, that's a big loss in your life. So, of course, now, excuse me, I'm sorry, my throat is clogged up. Usually, like I said, usually when we get to the point and acknowledge if there was a throat problem, it clears up, but now it's getting worse for some reason. So let's see where we're going with this. It's going to take time, and, you know, it's important that you give yourself the time that you need. And that being said, it looks like, are you spending a lot of time alone?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Because, you know, I can see that it looks like you're by yourself, and we do need time to go through our own emotional things. And sometimes you do need alone time. Okay. Because it looks like it was a very short period of time, you know, within the last, was this within the last 6 to 8 weeks that he passed?
He passed December 1st.
Okay. So let's see, we're just beyond that point of the 8 weeks. Okay. Because it looks very new, you know. So you're still just at the beginning stages of the grief process. But that being said, I'd like you to start trying to get a little bit more social, even if it's just with your kids, but it looks like your kids still are calling you and making sure you're okay and things like that.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So I'm glad to see that. It's, you know, it's a transition going from being a couple to now getting back out into the community on your own. You know, don't expect that you're going to be able to pop right back out there and, you know, you not have moments where you get emotional and things like that, okay? excuse me. Now, do you live sort of in a gated area or where there's senior activities and things like that?
Yes, I live in a senior community. Yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm saying. The community will embrace you once you're ready to go back, you know. And it seems like that you've had a couple of friends in the community who have been really supportive, you know, sort of bringing you little dishes and things like that, you know, meals for that sort of thing. I've got something more to say because my throat is so clogged up. Jeez, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Clears right up. Okay, let me just... He really struggled with the fact that he wasn't able to speak.
Yes, he was upset over it.
Yeah. And that's why I'm still having trouble here, because he wants to express to you that that really bothered him, that he wasn't able to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothered him very much.
Well,
though, you know, of course, you know that he loved you. He wasn't able to say it to you.
I know.
Okay, now that's what he wanted to say, because now it's going away. So he wants to let you know that though he wasn't able to say that he loved you before he passed. Oh my goodness. You know how much he did.
Yes.
He wants to say that to you. That he wasn't able to say it, but you know he did. And if he could have said it, he would. And it's almost like with his last breath is what he showed me. He tried to say it even on his last breath. Wow. This never happens to this extent for me.
Wow.
Especially when I'm on the air. But
you got the wrong person.
What's that?
You got the wrong person when you're choking, like, you know.
Well, again, it's just because I pick up the feelings of the person that I'm working with. And, you know, and especially whatever they were going through at the time, because I do a lot of work, you know, with people who have passed and for their loved ones. And I always pick up, it goes right into my physical body. So that way I can, convey to you what I'm feeling and saying, okay, did they have trouble breathing, talking, that sort of thing. And it's a way of identification. Right. So it really bothered him that he could not speak, because it seems like he was a very expressive fellow. He had a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked to joke around, and he couldn't do that, when he got very ill, and that really bothered him. Okay. Now it's going away. So that was that's when I hit what they're trying to get out, what they really want to say. Then the feeling, leaves my body. Now it's gone. That was the big thing. He still had the same personality inside. He just couldn't get it out. And, you know, that kind of bothered him, because he wanted you to smile. He wanted you to, you know, laugh, that kind of thing. He enjoyed putting a smile on your face.
Yeah.
And it bothered him that he couldn't do that. Now, as far as, you know, being happy again, it's going to take some time. And how old are you, honey?
66.
Oh, you're young. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Do you know a gentleman named Bill?
Bill? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and is he married?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a gentleman named Bill. Bill, yes. Let me just check in if this is the Bill that you know currently. They're saying yes, that this is the Bill that you do know. And, and is he a good friend already?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Well,
he'll do anything for me.
Okay. Well, and it looks like that, if you would like to take that relationship further at some point down the road, it looks like that would be a nice companion for you.
you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, it looks
my
like he would be
a friend to him.
Right, yeah, because he's saying it was a friend of his.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. Because your husband wants to make sure that you're taken care of.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So it looks like that he'll be a nice companion for you. But just give yourself the time that you need, you know, to get through the grieving process and healing a little bit. But you feel like you're very well balanced as far as, you know, sometimes just a couple of months out, people are still very emotional, maybe depressed and things like that. But I don't feel that necessarily so much for you. You know, you feel much lighter than what I would expect. And, you know, you've got people to help you through this, which I like to see. It's, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You got a lot of support.
Right, exactly. Not everyone has that, but I can see that you do, and that's very helpful. I think your friend Bill is going to be a good if you want to take that further at some point down the road, I think that will be a good he'll be a good companion for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, yes, I
heard you were good.
Oh, well, thank you. My whole passion in life is to help people in better their, you know, live a better life, and however that it can be. And I just ask spirit to come through with the things that are important for you to know.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Yeah, it's really my honor and my pleasure to be able to do this.
Oh, it's mine. Believe me. I heard my friend told me, she said, you need to speak to her because she's so good.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, please let your friend know that I appreciate her kind words, and I'm so glad that you found me and called in. Very good for you, you know, as far as going, you know, you're not going to be alone for the rest of your life. You have companionship. And, you know, I do see a lot of happy times coming for you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thank you. My husband told me he wanted me to be happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And he truly does.
You know, he said he didn't want me alone.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he really doesn't. And he truly does. And it's almost like, it's almost sort of like he put the building blocks in place, you know, for to be sure that didn't happen.
Oh.
You know, with his friend Bill, and just checking in. And your finances, it looks like he left you financially okay as well.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, which is that, you know, that's also very good and helpful. I'm glad to see that as well. And you know, give yourself the time you need.
Okay.
And know that it's okay to have fun.
Thank you.
Our friends in the chat room are sending you lots of love, and they say that you're a beautiful caller.
Thank you. And you're good. You're fantastic. I don't know how you get the name Bill, you know, but he's been in my life for a while.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know how I get it either, but it just pops into my head. No, really,
yes.
It's taken years of work and, you know, study, of course, and practice. And I just always ask again that I'm a clear channel for spirit to come through. And spirit does every time. It's an amazing blessing.
Oh, I know, because I've lost so many in my life, you know.
Yeah, I know, honey.
So, and it's hard, you know, every time, especially when my husband, after 45 years, I didn't know where to go.
No, of course not.
You do.
Right, right. And that's totally normal. So, again, be easy with yourself, you know, and know that that's okay. That's totally normal, okay? But allow the community to reach out to you, and then slowly, day by day, you know, you'll find yourself wanting to get out a little bit more and things like that. Maybe go to the recreation hall and have tea or whatever, that kind of thing, okay?
Yeah. Okay,
yep.
And you're the best.
Thank you.
You made
thank
me
you
feel
so much.
Good.
Oh, I'm so happy that you called in, and thank you for sharing.
You know, you're the best. I'll let everybody know now. You might get too many calls from Florida, you know. You'll be bombarded by Floridians.
That's okay. And I always ask, you know, how did you hear from me? And they're going to say, oh, my friend, Roseanne,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You're a pleasure. You're a pleasure to talk to.
Thank
you
so much.
You made me feel much better. You did. You made me feel better.
I'm so happy for you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad that I could help you with that and bring that to you.
Yeah. Because I was just wondering if you were still suffering, you know.
No,
in the past.
No, honey.
Know?
He was on lots of medication. No, he wasn't feeling a thing.
Good.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling a
peace.
Thing.
He's in peace.
He is. And like I said, he acknowledges that he had such, you know, wonderful care. Again, above and beyond, he felt it was above and beyond.
Well, I stood with him day and night for a month, you know, because he was in a, hospice center.
Uh-huh.
And I stood with him, never went home.
Mm-hmm.
He was well cared for by the nurses.
He was.
By my kids. My kids were always up there, you know, my grandchildren, you know, they just surrounded him.
Yeah,
so.
And it looks like in the room, you know, the grandchildren would be, it would be like everybody would be having conversations and you know, right around him. And he really enjoyed that, actually. And you held it, it looks like you held his hand a lot when you were the two of you alone.
Yes.
Yep. He's showing that you held his hand. It's like he's saying that she never let go of my hand. And he's saying not just when I was ill, he said, but in my life that you never let go of his hand.
No, I never did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He never was sick a day in his life until he got cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, never a day in his life he ever got sick.
Yeah.
And that cancer took him within 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, that was a shock.
Sure. It's hard. You know, we've all had great losses in our lives, and it's hard.
Yes.
It's hard no matter what. I lost my brother last August very unexpectedly.
Oh.
And it's a hard thing.
It is. I lost two brothers. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, and they were young when I lost my brothers. I lost my father when he was only 52. Lost my mother. It was just so many that died so young.
I understand. I've had the same in my family. By the time I was 37, I had lost my mother, my two grandmothers, my grandfather, and a number of cousins and aunts and uncles and things like that. So, you know, by the time I was 37, I just had my father left.
Oh, my word. Oh, my
yeah.
word.
Yeah, so I do understand. I really do.
Yeah, you know the grief. Yes, it's
I
hard.
Do. Yes, it is. It is. So give yourself the time to work through it, and I promise that you have bright things on your in your future.
Thank you.
You're
and I
welcome,
will call
honey.
My girlfriend and let her know how great you were.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And tell her I appreciate you calling it and for her sending you in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, you take good care of yourself and you call in anytime.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody. And we want to just send some love out to Roseanne in Florida, having just lost her husband a couple months ago after 45 years. You know, it's never easy when you lose loved ones, and it doesn't matter if it's sudden or if it's through an illness. It's really difficult because here we are left in this physical lifetime wondering, are they okay? Now what is my future going to look like? There's all sorts of things that go through your head, and I don't think we're going to get through much astrology today, although I promise it hasn't changed much over the last few weeks. And it's really the thing is, it's a big theme this year about learning how to be in community and getting through this pressure cooker that we're in right now. It's about going into your heart space. But being careful not to be so detached and putting the blame on others of things that are going on in your life, to go in to your heart space and come from a heart-centered area. You're more vulnerable in that space, of course, but when you go into love, great things come out of it. Really great things come out of it. And we have another caller on the line, and I think I know who this is. This is 401 and the last four digits, 7822. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Ethan. How are you?
Hey, Emily.
So I saw you earlier. I briefly mentioned about my grandmother in Mississippi, and she's listening.
She is
listening.
Oh, my
she
gosh.
Is.
How cool is that? Well, say hi to
she's
Grandma.
A little It's her name's Janice. So, hey, Graham.
Hi, Janice. Oh, actually, I think Janice and I are friends on Facebook. I think she's on Fair Place.
Yes, that's her.
Yeah. So everybody who's listening, if you're on Facebook, well, I think everybody that I'm seeing in the chat room I know is. If you don't belong to Prayer Place, then you can go to the Facebook page, Prayer Place, which I think you can find on my intuitive page. But anyway, go to Prayer Place and join if you'd like to do that. People put requests up for prayers, and lots of people send prayers out to people who ask for prayers. And oftentimes, even if you don't see people respond to your prayer request, there are dozens and dozens of people who are quietly in the background praying for your request. Like, for my cousin right now is on Prayer Place, who lost his leg recently through an infection. And, I know that there's lots of Prayer Place members that are praying for him.
There are, for sure. I always look through every day. I actually keep a book of paper, and I always jot down everyone's names. And then at night, at the end of the day, that's when I put all my energies out and, there, I think a lot of people definitely, a lot of people comment, but there are a tremendous amount of people out there that will read through and offer prayer that you don't even know about, and it's wonderful. It's a great community. It's very positive.
Yeah.
I enjoy Prayer Place. And my grandmother really enjoys it, too, and it gives her peace of mind, and gives her a place to be with like-minded people, and she really enjoys that. So
that's great.
But I so grandma's listening, and she asked if I could call on her behalf.
Okay.
I think, you know, I saw you earlier, and we chatted a little bit today, but
yes.
she is having experiences where she thinks she's seeing my grandfather,
right.
And it's very comforting to her, but it's also very unsettling to her, and she's called me the last couple of days, and she just doesn't know what to think of this. Now, my grandfather passed away 3 years ago this December, and they were married for 65 years.
Wow.
Very, very long time. And is there any words of wisdom that you could share with my grandmother to help her feel a little more secure? I think the fact that she's seeing him is not so much upsetting to her, but it's new territory, and it's happening so frequently that she's a little freaked out. You know, and I've tried to calm her down and talk to her about it a little bit, and then I said, you know what, you're going to listen to Cindy tonight, and you're going to give a call.
Okay,
and
great.
She
said,
okay.
That's great. Well, I'm glad that you did, and I'll be happy to use you as a surrogate for Grandma Janice. And everybody
Thank
in the chat, everybody in the chat room is saying hi to Grandma.
Oh, I see that. I'm in the chat room right now, too.
All right, cool.
And I had to get my wits about me because I was listening to the other caller, and I was like, oh, my heavens. I had so much emotion running through me. So I kind of feel like tonight's the night to make peace with, unfortunately, you know, our loved ones.
Right.
It's a very hard thing.
You know, that's actually on my agenda of things to talk about tonight because, and I think I'm pretty sure I've talked about this already this year on the show, is this is really a time to free yourself from the karma from your family.
Family, yeah.
And to get back in touch with the part of yourself that you've neglected or that you rejected on some level, and call them back into your bank, into your life, and the parts of you. So it's, you know, soul retrieval, really, and to give those things to your back to your ancestors that belong to them and not yours. And oftentimes, that can be there can be things that run through families that repeat generation after generation.
I've noticed while I was speaking with my grandmother, she tends to, and I hope, Grandma, I know you're listening, I hope you're okay with me saying this, but it's almost like she carries a lot of guilt around with her. And I've tried working with her on this and explaining similar to what you just said. You know, it's not your guilt to carry. You know,
right,
you can
right.
acknowledge these things and then you release them.
Right.
She's 86. You know, she pretty much has her wits about her. She's in good shape. But I think when you get into this certain age group, they have learned the ways of the world and they have learned things so differently than how we are all learning now. And things that we know. So it's difficult for her to grasp these things. And it almost feels like she's hearing the information, but she just doesn't know how or when or why. But I would love to see her have a little bit of peace. And I've been trying to work with her and speak with her. But the one thing that keeps coming back is my granddad.
And what's granddad's name, Emily?
Carl.
Okay. And was he a junior?
No, he was not to my knowledge. He may have, well, my uncle is a junior to him.
Okay, because I'm getting a Carl Jr. Okay.
So
there are
juniors
uncle. In the family. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, because I'm getting the junior. Okay. And, okay, let me just tune into Grandpa here. Do you know if there were words with Carl Jr. between the two of them?
Yes.
Okay. because he wants to talk about...
There was a lot of words in our family, hence where the guilt is coming from.
He wants to talk about the words with Carl Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm down. Whatever Grandpa has to say, I mean, have him say it.
He wasn't down with it.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, he wasn't down with the words with Carl Jr. Anyway, I don't know if they – I'm not getting that they were able to resolve things before he passed, you know, on a deep level. And so that sort of – you know, that bothered him.
And I think it's bothering my grandmother as well.
Right, and that's probably why it's coming up, you know. The thing is, you have to separate what other people's lessons and karma is. And
right.
It's often difficult, you know, especially somebody that was in your grandmother's generation. I grew up with my grandmother, who, if she were alive today, she would be 98. So I do understand that generation probably better than, you know, many people my age, because they were brought up with their parents, or, you know, in a different generation, where I was raised with my grandparents for the most part. And so I experienced firsthand that generation. And there is a lot of guilt, you know, that sort of runs through families with that. And it's changing a little bit now, you know. Now we're starting to realize that, wait a minute, why am I feeling guilty about what Uncle Joe did to Aunt Frances? You know what I mean?
Exactly. I would just love to see my grandmother have some relief. You know, I'd love to see her have some relief and be able to let this go. But she, and as I said, she's actually seen him. And she says it almost looks like a fuzzy picture. So, you know, and for her to say that.
Right.
I mean, I absolutely believe her.
Well, you know, it takes lots of energy for it to materialize in a form that you can actually physically see. And oftentimes it will just be an outline, or it will just look fuzzy, because it takes so much energy to do that. When they're coming through like that, they really have a message and really want you to know that their presence is there. And oftentimes it can be because they're coming through because they're bringing protection with them. They're concerned about you in some sense, and they want you to know that they're there watching out for you.
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because my grandmother is actually right now with my uncle, with the junior. And she's getting ready to move back home. So I'm almost, I don't know, I'm kind of concluding that maybe my granddad wants to pass a message to my grandmother about that, or I just don't know. But 3 times in 3 days she's seen him, and she's getting ready to leave where she is now to move back home probably within the next couple of weeks.
Right, okay. And this is an opportunity if a grandma would like to share with Carl Jr., that, you know, it would be his dad, you know, has come through and, you know, expressed that, you know, he was not down with the words that, you know, that he took that with him and it bothered him. Well, you know, they bring forward things that, if it can be resolved in some way or at least acknowledged, then that can be helpful. And, you know, so now this is Carl Jr.'s karma, that he has to work himself out in whatever way, you know, that he needs to do that. Oh, my God, we only have 5 minutes left.
Let me let you go so that way you can wrap up the show. Well, I'm sure that my grandmother has heard everything that you had to say. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me just tune right back in here for a minute to Carl Sr. and see if there's anything quickly that you can, and if you want, you can stay on the line. It's up to you. Or call me on the house phone, after the show. And we can go further into this just because we're out of airtime. okay, so let me just see. Carl and... It looks like he's there really merely, for protection so that she knows that he's there, he's around, and that he's not too happy with things that are going on in her circle, though, he's showing.
There's a lot of there's a lot of really kind of like family politics going on right now down there, and I wouldn't say it's the most positive of situations.
Right. Is there a butch?
That is actually my grandmother's brother that passed away.
Okay, because I have a butch here.
That's her brother. Her brother.
Well, let
that
Janice...
That she loved.
Okay, well, Janice knows the butch is here, and, they'll come through whenever they have a chance.
She was just talking about him today. Her her sentiments were similar to the caller that you just had. You know, she's the last basically survivor. Her brothers are gone, her husband's gone, her parents are gone, and she's just wrapped up in all of this. And
that's hard. It's hard because unlike the last caller that I had, I see a strong community around the last caller. But with Janice, I don't see that community is so strong, and it's a much smaller community,
Correct.
Which can be a challenge, Roseanne is very lucky where she's got a larger community of support, positive support, where I'm not seeing that for Janice, and they're showing me a very small circle, and, that can be really a challenge. So at 86... Sometimes that can be hard to reach out and find a community, especially if you have to rely on other people, because it seems like she relies on other people for transportation and things like that.
Well, she should be able to rely on the family down there. However, they are not reliable, so she is doing everything on her own. And that's upsetting to her as well, and it's unfortunate. Where we live, we live 2,000 miles away from one another.
Right.
Otherwise, it would be a no-brainer. If she was here with us, it would be a totally different story,
as you know.
But where she is down south is, it's very different circumstantially.
Right, absolutely. Well, we only have a minute left. And, I just want to, reach out to Janet, let her know, that we're thinking about her and that, everybody will be sending her love and that, know that Papa Carl is there to let her know that, he's not left her side, that he's still there for her.
I think that's going to make a tremendous difference, her just hearing that from you right now.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for letting me be like the surrogate caller. She was a little nervous to call in.
That's perfectly fine. Surrogates can work out fine, too. It's all good.
I'll let you go so you can wrap up the show. Thank you so much. And we'll touch base on this again
very soon,
I'm sure. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye, everybody.
Okay. Good night. All right, guys, we are down to 20 seconds. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. Well, I hope you guys don't mind because this is my mission. What I'm all about is helping people to be able to live the best life that they can. And sometimes that means comforting them in loss. So find me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. I'm on Pinterest. My website, CynthiaFontaine.com. I love you all, and we will talk soon.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Everything
all
will feel
that
gorgeous.
Sitting pray cause what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for. The small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that everything is a gift.
Search no more, search no more.